So in this section, we will learn about how to structure or organize your pay-per-click campaign. Structuring is very critical in PPC because structuring will give you that visibility and connect with your customer. So well-structured PPC campaign means what? What are that thing that is to be there? Reasons are like a well-structured PPC campaign is crucial for several reasons. So one is you can read this as what makes your PPC campaign well structured, etc. Also, the relevance. First of all, you have to have a relevant connect with your target audience. Whatever that you are communicating, does it resonate with your target audience? Only then the attention will come. Next is budgetary control. So here, organized campaign facilitates better allocation of budget. If you are very clear about whom you are talking to, when are you talking to, and through which channel you can talk better in order to connect and get the responsiveness, then you are able to optimize your budget, because we have earlier studied various bidding strategies. So you choose the right bidding strategy and thereby optimize your budget. Data availability, real-time data availability also throws at you what is working, not working. So you control your budget. Something which is not working, you stop your spending behind that. Ad testing. So ad testing means in a limited geographic or limited area, you probably have a multiple variations of your advertisements. Somewhere you offer either a better price, somewhere you offer additional volume, somewhere you offer one plus buy one, get one free, and you try to see what is garnering better sale. So now that also is possible under PPC. One should effort that while you are doing your pay-per-click campaign. It allows you also the limited budget for testing it. So that's another third point, performance monitoring. All said and done, at any given point of time, you cannot be aloof to the fact that whether things are working as expected. So monitoring is required. Matrices and other things we have understood, Google Analytics and such platform will help you with that. So now we come into a section called setting up campaigns and ad groups. We will learn especially the ad groups. Setting up a campaign is a very standardized approach. However, ad groups, what is ad groups? In the PPC campaign, overall digital internet marketing gives you absolute mutual exclusivity. If you have given your profile as 13 to 19, then they will not see your adult diaper advertisement. So with that as a power, what can you, how can you maximize this? So that's where the ad groups gets created. Now you create groups of people with certain consistent characteristics. These characteristics can be found out based on the keywords. Okay. And then align your content strategy, which includes your PPC campaign also. So first thing is, one of the approaches, can you identify various themes to unify, at the same time keep them mutually exclusive? Say if I take a simple example, cornflakes. Now one can have theme of being diet conscious, being energetic all across the day. So now when you do that, your diet conscious, the entire content strategy will drive that part. The being energetic the whole day will drive the health benefits and how it continues to energize you throughout the day if you use cornflakes in the morning. So those aspects are the part of ad groups. That's why the ad groups are very prominent today for you to understand. Keywords grouping. If can't thematize, then can you group the keywords? So certain keywords mean certain meaning. So diet consciousness, suppose the earlier example only, then the calorie burnt, calorie added, or cholesterol management, triglycerides. Now those are the words will go under diet conscious individual phase. So that kind of a genre. So now if that is what you can achieve, so likewise, a group of various keywords symbolizes you different but homogeneous groups. So now that's what if you can achieve, there's another way to a successful ad grouping. Ad creation. So crafting and compelling in more than align with the keywords in each ad groups. So now you have earlier seen that thematization or a grouping of keywords, you will be able to develop a relevant advertisement. Now the relevant advertisement which will talk to the target group in the language that they want to listen to, understand out of that conversation that you have. So that will really lead to relevance. If you earlier part, relevant connect with your target audience, landing pages. Advantage of ad groups, this thing is that you also can create multiple landing pages. So the one who came to you through dietary conscious, you know, keywords, then the landing page will only talk about diet, dietary supplements and how cornflakes helps you in that and all those things. The one which came to you through the energetic, you know, kind of a connotation, then the entire landing page designed for them will talk about energy that the corn provides and, you know, those aspects. So one is to understand the significance of, therefore, the landing pages. All this is linked to ad groups. So now we get into campaign settings and budget allocation. So how do you go about allocating budget while you plan your campaign? So consider the following aspects. Whether geographic targeting is feasible for you. As they say that people in the same geography have a similar buying characteristics, similar needs and preference for brands, etc., product category and all. So can you do that? Then if you can do that, then the keywords and pay-per-click designed to attract a specific geography, which is possible. The platforms provide you that geofencing and those aspects, characteristics. So then likelihood of conversions, likelihood of first of all your visibility, then click through conversions, etc., is very high. At scheduling, it depends on your understanding of your media behavior for your target groups. So what they watch, when they watch, how long do they watch. So accordingly, if you can schedule your releases, it will connect well. Visibility will improve. And therefore, the budget allocation. Now, we have learned entire aspects of bidding process. And what is this pay-per-click? These things will enable you to now frame up your budget appropriately. You have a goal understanding. You have your final objective known to you. With that, you take appropriate bidding strategy in mind and then fix up your budget. So that's what is a budget allocation. Budget control is also possible. I have earlier also mentioned. So now we learn and enter into section wherein we will learn about ad extensions. Ad extensions are additional pieces of information that expands the ad and provides more context to the user. Gradually, we will sink into that. Common ad extensions include site links, callouts, structured snippets, and call extensions. So, when you watch any advertisements, etc., advertisements being a digital platform has a lot of hyperlinks, a lot of HTMLized associated content that acts as an extension. So, now it will give you any which ways. When you hover around the ad, you see that it is linked. So that means it is going to take you somewhere. There's a site link, callouts. When you probably hover your mouse around a particular this thing, the callout appears. So those are and snippets, etc. Those are the aspects which add flavor to the advertisement. So now with that is that's why it is known as an ad extension. Utilizing ad extension enhances the ad's visibility and enables you to showcase more relevant information to your target groups. So only when a person found your ad to be relevant, he gets into the mood of finding more. Now the ad extension serves that purpose very well. So when he starts connecting, looking or hovering your advertisement, he gets that additional feed, or he at least gets a prompt that here is an additional information. So that way the ad extension makes a utilitarian support to your digital advertisement pay-per-click campaign. So I'm sure now you understand the ad groups and the importance of ad groups, because doing that route enables you. Business can increase the relevancy, control the cost and improve the campaign performance. So I have given you enough example to help you understand that. When I took that cornflakes as a product. Moving on, ad testing and optimization in PPC campaign. Testing means you have to try out and see the result, while optimization means what can you do to get a better and better result out of your ad releases. So we will learn both these aspects. Ad testing is a as this says, fundamental processing, where different versions of the advertisements one can taste and then determine which one is appropriate. Now, remember, this is also possible due to digitalization, geofencing, or separating the relay, which happens through satellites and various things, but it will not overspill. So you want to do a ad testing in, say, Tamil Nadu, within Tamil Nadu, in particular part of Tamil Nadu, or say 3 different or 4 different parts of Tamil Nadu, that is possible. And that variations could be many aspects: headline, the body copy, even model, the offer such as one area you give price discount, other area you give 33% more volume. Generally, toothpaste and all have, they offer you, or the surf with this much extra. So those aspects you can do, various click through options that you have given, so that also you can, different options can be tried. So that's what ad testing is all about. It enables business to finally decide, after the testing period is over, business is able to determine what is working for them, what is moderately working, and what is not working for them. So accordingly, then they can determine that which final advertisement or reconstructed advertisement should have which headline, maybe which body copy, or if they are very distinctly made creatives, then they can determine what is working, and then accordingly, subsequently, that advertisements only will get released. So how is the methodology? So as I said, here you have to know various things where you want to taste. So everything else remains same. One of the component of the advertisement will change. Either the headline will change, the model will change, body copy may change, call to action will change, offers will change. So you have one aspects variable, other aspects constant. So that's what is your starting point. And then you release them. Okay, you release them in that various localities and see the outcome. So variations, as I am discussing, could be the headline, could be the ad copy. Headline attracts people, first interaction with your target group of customers. If that doesn't create inquisitiveness, customers will not get into your advertisement. Body copy is the moment he starts reading it, is there something which in it for him? Is there something that is there to hook him? So then he will complete your body copy. Then call to action. What is it that you have offered him that he has to click it? But that clicking is not on what you want to give. It's like what is relevant at that point of time, what is going in the mind of the customer. So is that call to action prompt is relevant that way? So those aspects will facilitate more call to actions taking place. Display URL creates different display URL to access how familiarity and relevance impact of ad performances. So this display URLs, etc., emerge out of the ad group concept that we have studied. So even that you have to try and taste it. So this is what we have learned, what are probable areas of testing. Understanding the performance data. So you have done your advertisement testing. It is also known as A-B testing, or earlier, if I go back, which I think I missed out, it's also known as a split testing. Is A-B testing, or the alternative word is a split testing. That's the technique that has been generally applied. We have then looked at what all can be tested during your pre-testing phase or a testing phase. So now, understanding the performance data. So as the ad testing progresses, what will you get? What will you get? So you will get, through an analytical table, the number of hit rates, number of visits. Then you will see the bounce rate, or you will see the running time that each one spends on it, which page garners more views, etc. Call to action, various links, hyperlinks, and various offer links that you have given, what is it that is leading to, beyond which the conversion rate, etc. So overall, then the sale ROI, return on investment. So various things can be viewed into your performance monitoring matrices. So when that happens, you are able to then determine. There are more to it, performance, because the Google Analytics gives you a lot of data through a mobile, through desktop, laptop, tabs. Even they tell you the source, the location, etc. So with all those data, when they are in front of you after your tasting is over, you exactly know what has worked for you and what has not worked for you. Now, with that as a tool, or with that as an inferences in your hand, you get into ad optimization strategy. So now exactly what do you do? So remove poorly performing ads. So you clearly know which one you are not going to use it now. So that is done. Fine tune the ad schedule. Now, what I'm giving you an idea is not necessarily for every tested ad. You are running a campaign. So this can be even taken as ad optimization strategy in a standalone manner. So when your question of optimization, that is benefit derivation out of money that you spend, these are the few things that you do. Remove poorly impacting ad, performing ad. Fine-tune your schedule. Is there opportunity for you to connect better at the right time with your target audience? If that's possible, fine-tune it. Optimize the budget. Budget distribution has been done. You have chosen various channels. You have chosen various approaches, like say a search or social media base. Okay, that's a PPC that you have taken. We have understood the various divides of PPC earlier. Vis-a-vis, within that, whether Facebook, whether LinkedIn, whether you are doing Instagram, Twitter, all aspects will give you an idea through a back-end real-time data what is working, not working. You are able to get into reallocation of fund, stopping something that is not working, diverting that money to something that is working. Optimization takes place by constantly testing ad elements. Regularly get into testing your ad elements, etc. It always pays for it, because you will be always able to optimize. Even post ad testing, what is a task? Post testing is a ad optimization. Or while you are constantly running your campaign, you may not be doing a frequent ad testing. If it is not so, kindly get into doing it very often, so that you get an idea as to changing behavior of the consumer. Sometime maybe millions were happy with percentage, the discount that you get. Today it may be that they get additional volume, so that's what their purchasing frequency and those tediousness of ordering and all goes down. So today people are more conscious about the convenience. So has that change taken place, and whether your tasting of campaign is helping you to understand them and thereby optimize your advertisement? So now we get into leveraging remarketing strategies in PPC campaign. In this section, we will now learn leveraging remarketing strategies. So what is remarketing? First of all, if I had to explain you, it's retargeting. Retargeting whom? In your PPC campaign, you are wanting maximization of your outcome. Now in that, retargeting becomes very crucial and essential. Now, whom do you connect with? Whom do you retarget? It lets business reconnect with users who have engaged with your website. Okay, the one who has engaged with your websites, either using mobile or a desktop, etc., but not converted into a customer. So remarketing is done by placing a small cookie. Let's not get too much into the technical. Whenever you touch base on this thing, you get that cookie policy, etc. The cookie is inserted through which they monitor. I came across this when, in a flourishing now technology changes, when I visited one of the online furniture site, and I have put in one item into a cart, but I didn't order it further. Within 3 days, I think after 3 days, I immediately got email, SMS, etc., conveying me that there is an item lying and you have a special offer. Why don't you avail it? So that's how they have kind of connected with me. With this example, now we try to understand various benefits or various aspects of this remarketing. This allows business to display specific ads to those users who came about to you but have not become your customer. So now there are a series of alternative advertisement, messaging, etc., which corners that prospects. The goal to remarketing is to reconnect with your potential customers who have expressed interest but haven't taken a final step or done a final call to action. So with that as a this thing, you have aligned your other communication strategy, advertising, messaging, etc. So the benefit of remarketing is increase brand recall. I have already come, I have liked your content, I have, while I searched, I liked your paid advertisement or your organic display, then I clicked in, I came to you, I have done certain things, I have not done certain things, means brand is very much there. Remarketing helps me recall it. Okay, the same customer recalls it. Personalized messages. Now the messaging that you do is more personalized, and therefore it will be getting an attention of the customer, because that reminder which I told you of a furniture shop where I put in the card, it started coming to you SMS, Mr. Hathi, special offer for you for the item in your cart. So now when you see in the mobile also, when your mobile is in a unused form, there are few core messages which still show you on the screen. There's something for me and I clicked it. So likewise, there's a lot of personalization possible, higher conversion rate. These are the customers who have already shown an interest and they are on an evaluation journey. So therefore, connecting, remarketing them facilitates better conversion rate. Audience targeting, remarketing allows business to focus on a specific target group of customers. Now, this specific target group of customers are the ones who are interested in your product. There are symptoms and signals that conveys to you that they are interested in your product. Now, can you not remarket? Can you not reach them again? So that's what the benefit of remarketing. Implementing remarketing campaign, how do you go about? If you have to do this, how do you go about step by step? Define audience segment. Now, in my case, the cart unutilized segment. So I became unutilized card, cart segment. Like I put in one, you know, I put in double bed, king size double bed in my cart, but I didn't go buying because I was exploring other online furniture shops. So maybe that is a categorization. Okay, I have put in my wish list. So there are people who are in the wish list stage. Can I not create a separate segment for that? So that way you create your categorization of a segments whom you want to align with the different remarketing strategies. Create engaging ads. So now for them, you have to create a proper content, align your content in or develop your content into an appropriate advertisement for them that is appealing, that is more personal, and that is giving him what's in it for him in a much, much better manner, maybe with an exclusive offer. So that's what engaging ads. Control ad frequency, prevent overwhelming users by setting limits on how. So now that reminder which I told you came to me once, and then subsequently I got a call. I remember now from the call center guy, I said I am not currently in a decision stage, so I cannot decide. I cannot even avail your special offer. Then again that same reminder of a different wordings and all came to me, after which it stopped. So they didn't bother me too much. They didn't overwhelm me. So that also you can put the frequency, because today many marketing tools allows you automation. Exclude conversions. So save an ad budget by not showing remarketing ads to users who have already completed their action. So remarketing using PPC, remember, because if he clicks it, you pay for it. Now there are various, there are tools or the tables or the way you go about in PPC. If you can exclude them, those who have already been taken action. Today I am into a cart I have not utilized, but by evening I have utilized my cart. You know, I have used your product, I have purchased your product. What's the point in remarketing me and spending your energy and all? And maybe I, out of curiosity also, I will click that ad. Why it has come to me again, I'll click it, but you'll end up paying. So that also you can manage, and thereby you manage your budget. So monitoring and optimizing remarketing campaign. So how do you go about management of your remarketing campaign? So regularly check how your remarketing campaign is doing well, which is a data-based, data-oriented decisions, real-time data being provided to you. And then you decide, is the data symbolizes something, what is working for you, what is not working for you. Look at important numbers like click rate, conversion rate, and how many you get back from your ads. So like sales conversions, etc. So return on investments and those kind of things, if you can really derive, test different versions of your ads. So within the remarketing also, this is like A/B testing can be applied, and once applied and you know what is working for you, you can expect to have a better conversion rate even for your remarketing campaign, and thereby maximize your pay-per-click advertising budget spent. So as you have noticed, remarketing helps you to reconnect with your probably interested prospects, and thereby doing a remarketing campaign will always allow you to extract maximum from the potential of the prospective customers who have shown some interest, and therefore there are various techniques and tools that one need to understand to get the best out of your PPC efforts. So with that, as a remarketing concept being completely understood, we move into a concept called local pay-per-click strategies. So that is a limited geographical area specific pay-per-click strategies. Now, as the name suggests, effort is to popularize yourself where you belong. Bindi manufacturer, women bindi manufacturer, what's the point in putting up and promoting your paying for the keywords for a global consumer? Instead, why not limit yourself? If you are a bindi manufacturer in, say, Mumbai, why not attract maximum of females in Mumbai or maybe Maharashtra or maybe India? So that's what is a localization. So that power being local, being popular locally, is achieved by doing local pay-per-click technique that you apply to your PPC strategy. Now here, what happens, you take advantage of certain local cues available to you. So local cues can be converted into local keywords, etc. You exactly know what is liked by people around you. Being in Mumbai, you know that it's a very vibrant city. People like style. People like to be in sync with the changing trends. So then if you are aware of such things, why not utilize that advantage in your PPC campaign by searching appropriate keywords, ad groups creation, etc. So that when you engage better, your visibility is high and your conversion rate is also better. So the benefits of local pay-per-click strategy is relevance. You exactly are able to create right relevance for the needy, for the right target group of customers around you. So if I'm a marketing consultant, instead of being focused globally, can I not focus locally to, say, among a small and medium enterprise or to startups in Mumbai? So that way I'm more related to them. I will create more relevance to them because I will put up my message in such a way that they will find that he understands the local market. That message, if goes to them, they will come to me. Cost efficiency. You necessarily avoid unwarranted burden of reaching out to other genres. Now you clearly are focused on your local customers, maybe various segments, subsets into that, and thereby you cover and reach larger population. When you reach larger population, convergence can be better. The overall, your cost efficiency will improve, cost of acquisition will go down, increase visibility, because local pay-per-click will allow you to really link your results to the local population who watches your advertisements, and therefore chances of them interacting with you is better. They exactly know what time you may be available, you may not be available. So their willingness to connect with you has no other obstruction. Like if I have to call somebody in Australia, I have to think whether they are running ahead or behind me, what may be the time there. So those aspects are not a hindrance out here. Mobile friendly. So local PPC is also effective for mobile users who frequently search the nearby products. You see the mobile commands of Google's and all, they provide you hospital nearby me, clinics nearby me, boutiques nearby me. So that is utilized to your advantage when you do the local PPC. So implementing your local PPC campaign, these are the few steps. It always starts with, say, like geo-targeting. You will clearly define what is an area of your focus. So that will be getting geo-targeted by the platform who provides you this service. Location-specific keywords. Now, being into a local area, you exactly know what are the keywords that is most likely to be used. There are tools and platforms that allow you also to that. We have earlier also discussed, and accordingly you create your content and your content strategy to attract the local people's attention. Local stories always matter more than the global stories or global case studies, etc. Local extensions we have understood earlier, ad extensions. Here there are local extensions that will facilitate a better connect. So this could be like a location, this could be address itself, could be your hours of business, you know, your open days, closed days, etc. You often feed in that, you know, when you create your business on Google Map or Google, you know, other platforms. Local landing pages, designing, communicating, weaving in the local stories in your those landing pages will get a better attention, better comprehension, less of bounce rate, and therefore probability of call to action is higher. So that's the power of local landing page.